Ese teatro, Seattle Latinos Take Stage, is a Latino theater company that was founded about 3 years ago. A group of us came together under a collective model, and we slowly have been transitioning into a stable theater, an organization, an institution. Our mission is to promote, present, create, produce theater in English, Spanish, bilingually, and Spanglish.
You mentioned you've been transitioning, and just this year you have transitioned yourself from being a collective member to being the artistic director. What do you envision then is the artistic goal, or what kinds of theater do you want specifically your company to produce and present?
Well, above all, I wanted to create a platform for Latino voices, a professional platform for Latino voices here in Seattle, because I felt that was a gulf that was not here in a city of our size. And there are Latino theaters in most cities around the country, even Portland, 3 hours to the south. So one, I wanted to create this professional platform that would attract other Latino artists to our area. That I think is the main thing. And the other thing is to be able to provide outreach to different Latino neighborhoods. Our idea is to be protagonists of our own story. So not waiting for the larger mainstream theaters to choose the maybe one play a year or maybe one play every 2 years to talk about some kind of Latino reality. It's to be able to make decisions about what we want to talk about, and that could mean what playwright, which play, in what language, about which culture. So, and it's looking at Latinos and Latino theater is sort of what I call all the colors in the rainbow of brown. There's so many expressions of being Latino in the United States, whether you're immigrant, non-immigrant, first generation, second generation, newly arrived, been here for four generations from South America, Central America.
So you talk about being the protagonists of your own story and producing work that is representative of a huge and very diverse community in and of itself. Does that mean that you're letting main stage theaters, the mainstream theaters off the hook, that you don't want them to be including Latino artists in their annual schedules?
You know what I envision is amazing partnerships. I really think that is the future of ethnically specific theaters. I think it's part of a national conversation. And now there is a National Latino Theater Alliance, which was a movement started at the last TCG conference in Boston.
That's Theater Communications Group.
Right. The largest and most established theatrical organization. And a lot of the conversations were about, okay, where are we now in terms of ethnically specific theaters and mainstream theaters? So I think answering your question, no, it's not letting mainstream theaters off the hook. It's putting them on the hook, saying, how can we work together?
Coming up in December, you're going to be presenting your first main stage production, and that's out of a partnership with ACT Theater, part of the Central Heating Lab.
Yeah.
This is the second play that Ese has produced by Luis Alfaro, and
Yes.
I'm going to have you say it in Spanish because I'll just butcher it. It's based on the tragedy Oedipus.
Oedipus El Rey by Luis Alfaro. Luis Alfaro MacArthur, Genius Award winner and very innovative playwright. And one of the things he does many things, is do these Chicano takes on Greek tragedies. So this is a Chicano take on Oedipus the King, you know, a 2,000-year-old Greek tragedy, or 3,000-year-old, I'm not even sure.
Old.
Old, transported into the LA prison system, and I mean the California prison system and LA and gang culture. And it fits perfectly, actually.
The performance is not necessarily aimed specifically at Spanish-speaking
No,
audiences, right?
not at all. Not at all. And this play is, it's, I would say, 85%, 90% in English, and peppered with Spanish and Spanglish. But it's the culture that it represents. And obviously, it is this Greek tragedy. And so we can see the comparison with this gang warfare, and these tragedies of epic proportion are really everyday events, even now.
You do all of this outside of your day job. You have a full-time job. You have a unique perspective. I'm just thinking sort of about the social context of making art.
I think part of my vision of art and society comes from the 10 years when I went to back to live in Peru, where I was born. And it was a very active time. There's a lot of political struggle. And the role of the artist in society was so prevalent, at least that's what I saw as a young person, was so prevalent in reflecting the day-to-day major changes in political landscape. It was things that affected you every day. It was about, you know, having electricity or not that day. I mean, there was just so many things going on in the fabric of the country that artists were used to reflecting. So when I moved back to Seattle, I was feeling that theater was, in a way, too separate from these everyday realities. And so when I began to be a medical interpreter, I've been a Spanish medical interpreter for about 18 years now. I used to think I had like two split lives, the healthcare industry and then the arts. And now, as I was telling a friend the other day, I can't keep the two worlds separate now. They're always overlapping because there's always a message and a story to be told. As an interpreter, that's my job, to render the story or what has happened from one language to the other, English to Spanish, Spanish to English. So in that interpreting, in that rendering, you're hearing thousands of stories. So that's fed me as a playwright. I think the lowest common denominator for everybody is that everybody at some point gets sick and everyone goes through the healthcare system. So it just gives you just food for stage. That's how I see it.
You know, there is this sense that at least traditionally art has been something separate. So when you have gone out into the mm-hmm. communities with your plays, your workshops, mm-hmm. or brought people to act, say, to see what you're doing, what kind of feedback do you get from people who maybe don't enter those four walls?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the point, to bring theater to the community and the community to the theater. So through a project called Empowering the Homeless Through Theater, we invited people to the Multicultural Playwrights Festival at ACT to see the reading we did of a play I wrote, Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, Homeless in Seattle. And so during intermission, one of these gentlemen came up to me, said, "Gracias. No pensé que nos iban a tener en cuenta." And that means thank you. I didn't think anyone would ever take us into account.